AI market growth, chips, agents, and talent. Several significant developments in artificial intelligence are shaping the news landscape. Alibaba launches a new 5-nanometer server chip. Microsoft strengthens its research environment with top recruitments, and multiple companies are heavily investing in AI agents. Alibaba launches Zhuantie C950, a new AI chip Alibaba has introduced. The Zhuantie C950, a 5-nanometer server chip, that the company describes as one of the most advanced RISC-V CPUs on the market. The chip is developed by Alibaba Dano Academy and has a clock frequency of up to 3.2 GHz. The launch is an important step in China's push for its own AI infrastructure and semiconductor technology. In a time of increasing global competition, such initiatives can strengthen Alibaba's position in the market for AI-driven systems. Microsoft recruits Ali Farhadi and other profiles linked to AI2. Microsoft has hired former AI2 head Ali Farhadi, along with several key figures associated with the Allen Institute for AI and the University of Washington. The recruitment is part of the company's strategy to strengthen AI research under Mustafa Suleiman's organization. Access to leading researchers may give Microsoft an advantage in developing advanced AI models and services. At the same time, it illustrates how intense the global competition for AI talent has become. Interlume raises $16.5 million for AI agents. The German company Interlume has secured $16.5 million in funding to develop AI agents capable of capturing and structuring tacit knowledge from companies' operational data. The funding round was led by DN Capital. The technology can help companies utilize internal data more effectively, especially where important knowledge is not explicitly documented. This points to a growing interest in AI agents that can automate complex workflows. Sakana AI launches chatbot tailored to the Japanese market. Sakana AI has launched Sakana Chat, its first consumer-oriented chatbot. This marks a shift from the company's previous focus on enterprise solutions, while competition for localized AI services is increasing in Japan. By adapting AI models to language and culture, companies can improve user experience and make the technology more relevant in local markets. The launch also shows how global AI players are increasingly investing regionally. U.S. establishes new agency for AI-related threats. The U.S. State Department has created the Bureau of Emerging Threats to address new security challenges, including cyberattacks and potential risks related to AI. The initiative is part of a broader strategy to strengthen national preparedness. The establishment of the Bureau reflects growing concern about how AI can be used in geopolitical contexts. It shows that governments are taking a more active role in regulating and monitoring the technology. Anthropic expands Claude with computer control on macOS. Anthropic has rolled out a new feature allowing Claude Cowork and Claude Code to use the computer to perform tasks. The feature is available as a research preview on macOS for Pro and Mac subscribers. The expansion is an example of how AI agents are increasingly integrated directly into the user's workflow. By being able to perform tasks at the system level, such solutions can contribute to increased efficiency in both development and knowledge work.